I'm really glad to have an opportunity to talk with you today, but I will say that as a writer, I find communicating with the written word much easier than with the verbal. I love being given the opportunity to go back and reread, rewrite, edit, make changes. When I have a microphone in front of me, I don't really have that opportunity. What you get is what you get. So, starting with that little premise and give you the opportunity to understand at least that much about me for starters, I'll then go on to say that I have recently written 2 storybooks for children, picture books, and it has opened up all kinds of doors for me, new opportunities across the board, and is defining so many parts of my life. It's new, it's fun, it's interesting, it's challenging, and from that, I will then try to give you a bit of a picture of what my life is like. I should mention, since this is going to be not visual, but only oral and verbal, I have gray hair, I'm a grandma, new writer, you never know what you might discover that you like to do or can do in your later years. So this gray-haired older lady is now sitting here talking about her writing, and that quite amazes me that I have this opportunity now. I live in the Finger Lakes District of New York. I live on a homestead farm with a menagerie of animals. They vary from time to time, just what the farm is made up of, but our primary focus is that of raising Katahdin sheep. We also have some goats and a horse and some chickens and a team of oxen, until recently a team of oxen, but at any rate, they keep us very busy. They also provide great inspiration for me for some of my stories. And I'm always thankful for any of the shenanigans that go on around me on the farm that provide that kind of a, what do I want to say, just a starting point for some of my stories. I also have grandchildren that live on the farm with me and with their parents, and they too provide inspiration and bring a lot of energy to things, shall we say. I'm often asked why I started writing children's books at this late stage in life, and why particularly I wrote my first book, published by Conciliar Press, and then Nicholas Tsang. I think I have to go back just a little bit and lay some of that at my father's feet. It was really my father's doing, I guess, that I ended up writing books, which led to, and then Nicholas Tsang. Because even before I was born, he purchased a house for our family that was right beside a little, quaint, picturesque, marvelous stone library, which became my home away from home. Whenever its doors were open to the public, I would rush through them and stay there as long as I could, walking out the door when the librarian would kick me out as she was heading home, because it was time for the library to close and she just wouldn't let me stay there overnight. I don't know. But anyway, with my arms full of books, I think my love for reading eventually led to a love for writing. And as an elementary school girl, I remember begging my teachers at recess time to allow me to stay in and write stories. Does that say geek or what? But there I was, 9 years old, 10 years old, just wanting to write stories. They range from stories about, I still remember some of them, from runaway vacuum cleaners to serfs named Duncan. I had a wide range of topics I liked to talk about at that age, to write about at that age. But somewhere along the line, I stopped writing stories. My middle school years, my high school years, my college years, never wrote stories, became a mother of three children, would tell stories but didn't write stories. So we have to jump ahead from those years at the library, almost 40 years. So what happened that made me decide to write another story? I visited an Orthodox church for the first time. I was close to 50, and I visited an Orthodox church for the first time. And during that service, I heard a hymn. It got my attention like nothing else I had ever heard in a church before. And it was the Tristagian hymn. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Two things happened when I heard that hymn. The first was, I decided I had to become Orthodox. The second one was that I decided I needed to find out more about the background of the hymn. I was able to find only two or three sentences about it, and it gave just a very brief outline of the story of a young boy in Constantinople who, during time of earthquakes, was taken up into heaven, was given the gift of this hymn by the angels, and sent back down to the earth to teach it. And after processing around Constantinople, singing this hymn, the earthquake ceased. That was all that was there regarding that hymn. But I realized that there really was more to it than that, even if we weren't given the details. There was a real boy. He might have been a young boy. He had a family. He had a church. He had, what did he have? Well, in my imagination, he had a love of talking. He also had apparently something very special that God decided to utilize in giving him that gift of the hymn. It was really at that point that I realized it was time to write another story. And then Nicholas Tsang was born. Once I had written that, I just couldn't stop my brain. I realized that if I looked around me, both within the church and outside of the church, there were many, many stories to be told. As I continued my own journey in Orthodoxy, there were lots of things I struggled with, lots of things I found myself having to think about, meditate on, and maybe I've never grown up, maybe I'm still just a child. I found that it was really helpful to take some of those very complex things that I wrestled with and to try to reduce them to almost their simplest form. I found myself asking if I had to try to communicate this idea to a child, how would I do that? What's its lowest common denominator? When you peel away lots of layers, what are you really left with? And I found it helpful. And as a result, started writing down some of those things, within a story format that then led to my second book, What Do You Hear, Angel? Which is for much younger children than my first book. So in some ways it was a little more challenging to write. I had a really good time with it. It was really fun. And once again, I have to take that back to my father because he had spent a lot of time with me and the rest of my family hiking through nature, spending a lot of time in the woods and camping and exploring the beauties of the world around us. And in the book, What Do You Hear, Angel? That is what the little girl Annie does. She does explore the beauty of nature around her, and through that avenue then begins to understand some more things about God.